So maybe it is your turning 40, Jack. That ramshackle Coolsville floating across your skull. As the sun in this bar blinks a demanding red sin. All the boys and girls are diamonds at the rounds of their tables. Mewling under the jazzcape like intellectual pedants. At some Parisian feed circa the lost generation. But we both know the risk factor in here. It's lacking breasts. The foreheads are a talisman key and just too smooth for a surrealist trapped here. In the Mission Knight's Grabasalon. It is a veritable Cupid's last rites when you're thinking how her hair fucks when she walks. The curls buoyed on each elaborate placement of the heel. Is she Jean Tierney and Laura? Or is she just another wank? Coming to a slow boil on the can's back burner. I can only wonder what that offshoot glance entails. A handsome, though churlish grin becomes a tin type of poison intimacy. Your lone countenance, thrust out from the pleasing lacquer of Deem's conces. No way. No, check that. Not thrust out, but blazing through this flesh bath. Like a fucking lodestar. You're near a funicular status, pitting this middle-class assembly of shoegazers and morose frauds. Because you were Johnson all along. Long before they ever took the so-called pipe of the quarter-century mark. You suffered through long and dreary New Hampshire winters. Hopped up on cocktails that could have a pharmacist scratching his head. Christ, even you didn't know after a spell. But that was the whole damn point. Departure. Zeal. A fuck off. Cont Brio. You suffered further still through staid New England airs. The cabinet maker's son going awry, and the guy who fled central casting and landed in Clorox HQ's dried out 15 years, but still awash. Still awash in that proverbial fist of Euromania. But these bush leaguers aren't concerned. It's fickle pussy thereafter, and who can blame them? Your own renewed curiosity agrees with the Catholic schoolgirl, Jack. Though your eyes and innards speak elsewhere. Fractured spells of looms and darts. Stitching the crooked wrinkled sheets as the breathing coalesce with the scent of right after. That cigarette of yours mistakenly takes on a curious charm, its taste subsumed and full. And it ain't after meal one either, boy. Because when the pecking order has morphed from the assorted glips of old girlfriends' faces to that dead air beside you. There are no longer any Valentinos, sir.